are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. On the bravado of the baritone sax, we begin a new episode of a show that you have come to know as Neon Jazz.
That was the great baritone saxophonist and New York native, Mr. Gary Smulyan, with the 2011 song, Little Miss Half Steps, off his very impressive latest album, Smule's Paradise. Currently, Gary leads a talented trio with bassist Ray Drummond and drummer Kenny Washington. Early on, he got some Class A experience working with Woody Herman. Gary's largest influence is Pepper Adams. When Adams died, Smulyan recorded an album entitled Homage that had 8 pieces composed by Adams. In addition to the music, Gary has been known to teach. He was at one time the artistic director at the Berkshire Hills Music Academy in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Gary has consistently been ranked as the number one baritone sax player in the annual Downbeat Readers and Critics poll. He is one of the best baritone saxophonists in jazz, and recently Neon Jazz interviewed him, and he is a very cool, grounded, talented cat, for sure. Welcome and thanks for joining us on yet another journey into the Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that Count Basie loved and put the swing in that jazz thing, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're here to take care of that jazz yearning you have, featuring musicians like Elvin Jones, John Pizzarelli, John Coltrane, and many, many more. Our next song on the show comes from a Chicago-based trumpeter and composer. He's very talented. His name is Ferez Whitted, with the song It Is What It Is off his new 2012 album, For the People. Along with his music, he's a professor of jazz studies at Chicago State University. His signature hard bop style is alluring and memorable. Add this music to your catalog. It's good listening. Here's Ferez with the catchphrase of a lifetime.
Gary Smullyan. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
It's just too tight. They all congregate at the all-night strut, and what they do is a tut tut tut. Old Hannah Brown from Waycross Town gets full of corn and starts breaking them down just at the break of day. You can hear old Hannah say, "Give me a Bigfoot, yeah, and a bottle of." Send me gate, I don't care. I feel just like I want a clown. Give the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. He's got a rhythm, yeah! When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be resting when the wagon comes. I want a Bigfoot.
Follow one Windy City native with another. That was rhythm and blues singer Laverne Baker with the 1958 song Gimme a Pigfoot off the Sings Bessie Smith album. She had several hit records on the pop charts in the 50s and early 60s. She began singing in Chicago clubs billed as Little Miss Sharecropper and first recorded under that name in 1949. She changed her name briefly to Bay Baker when recording for OK Records in 1951, and then became Laverne Baker when singing with Todd Rhodes and his band in 52. After a long career in music, she received the 1990 Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. And in 1991, Baker became the second female solo artist inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame following the great Aretha Franklin in 87. She is a classic. Man, this is a tasty modern jazz number. This is the outfit called Girls in Airports with the song Little Baby Monkey off their latest album called Migration. Thank you.
Cameron Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hit to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, Get your kicks on Route 66.
That was six-time Grammy-nominated vocal band quartet The Four Freshmen with the 1960s song Get Your Kicks on Route 66. The group blends open harmonic jazz arrangements with the big band vocal group sounds founded in the barbershop tradition. This group tours internationally to sold-out audiences and records jazz harmonies since its 40s founding in the halls of the Jordan School of Music at Butler University in Indianapolis. So, the 26th International Four Freshmen Society Convention will be held at the Grand Wayne Convention Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on September 5 to 7 of 2013. This convention honors 65 consecutive years of public performance by the Four Freshmen. The convention is on the site of the former 113 Club, where the freshmen played their first professional gig way back in September 20, 1948. Now that is a nice jazz story. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is Joe Hader's 11 with the 2012 song Dear Old Stuttgartia.
Thank you. Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great clarinetist Buddy DeFranco with the 2007 song Sunday off his Generalissimo album. He began his professional career with swing music and big bands, many of which were led by clarinet architects like Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Woody Herman. While most jazz clarinet players did not adapt the change, Buddy was one of the few bebop clarinetists to stick around and evolve. And over the years, Buddy released dozens of albums as a leader. This next cat is one of my favorites. Starting on the trombone at 9 in St. Louis, Joel Berman has come a long way since then. Now in the Bay Area for over 11 years strong, he is now taking care of things on the trumpet with a brand new disc that is very impressive. Here he is with the song Cover the Waterfront off his latest 2012 release called Steppin' Back. Thank you.
got some more neon jazz.
Do it!
Ba-lu-bop, boo-da-lu-da-lu-ba-bop. Ba-lu-bop, boo-da-lu-da-lu-ba-bop. Candy, I call my sugar candy, 'cause I am sweet on candy. Candy sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy. Candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were more of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy, make her mine, all
was guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and bandleader John Pizzarelli with the 1996 song Candy off his album One Night With You. He has had a long career as a recording artist, performing for many labels. He has recorded 23 albums on his own, as well as other joint recordings with his father, Bucky Pizzarelli. As if that wasn't enough, he has also been on 40 albums with a variety of other artists, including Sir Paul McCartney, James Taylor, Rosemary Clooney, and many others. This guy has a bio that won't stop, so I think I will. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is hard bop and post-bop piano player Horace Parlin with a nice 1984 song called Monday Morning Blues.
Mm-hmm.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was tenor saxophonist, flautist, and clarinetist Buddy Collette with the 1961 song, I Wished on the Moon. Like a drum roll, we are going to leave with strong tempo on the drum skins of Elvin Jones and bassist Richard Davis with the 1968 song, Shiny Stockings, off their Heavy Sounds album. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a broadcasting man with a Midas touch, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know how you feel. Maybe you want to hear something. We're here for you. At neonjazzkc@gmail.com, we would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.